Greetings from Michelle. God bless you today. I pray that you're well and that your family is well. I just want to take the moment to encourage anyone and everyone that's listening to this podcast today that has concerns about what's going on in the world. There is so much that's happening all around the world, all around the nation, all around our cities and our communities, in the atmosphere, in the sky, in the land, on the water, in the sea, the earthquakes in diverse places, men's hearts failing them for fear of things that are coming upon the earth, the miraculous intertwined with the horrific and the devastating. The earthquake in Turkey and Syria, the incredible stories of survival, the incredible stories of devastation. So much going on. So much. So many emotions that we deal with on a day-to-day basis. Emotions that we know how to process and emotions that we don't know how to process. So I'm just asking you to take the time today to bow your head in total surrender to our Heavenly Father and ask Him for help and for strength, for wisdom, for guidance and direction as you try to navigate the shores of life and just make it to your desired haven. Don't lose hope. Don't give up. Don't quit. Don't throw in the towel. As we hear the news that's happening in the land and across the land, around the world and across the seas, as we hear this news coming from every direction and covering so much, whether it's political or social or religious in nature, God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And that's what I want you to realize today. God has not lost a case that we have given to Him ever. He has never not answered our prayers. He has never not intervened in the times when we have cried out to Him with our whole heart and surrendered all to Him and asked for His help and strength and what we need. So today I just want to encourage you to take another look at the Word of God. Take another look at the promises of God. Take another look at what God has put in your heart that gave you hope on yesterday or 10 years ago or 20 years ago or 50 years ago. Whenever you first heard the Word of God calling you out of darkness into the marvelous light of Jesus Christ, when you first heard the gospel good news that God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish. No. But they're going to have everlasting and eternal life because of God's love, because of God's grace, because of God's mercy. His grace and His mercy are sufficient for us as we go through what seems to be insurmountable, incredible, untenable times, times of oppression and distress, times of grief and sadness, and yes, even times of war and destruction. Even during times like these, the Lord's word is true and He cannot fail us. So I ask you today, in the name of Jesus, to look up and live. Trust God. He is sovereign. He loves you. He loves all of humanity. There is no weapon that has been formed that can prosper. But every tongue that would rise up against you in judgment, the Word of God tells me you're going to condemn that word. How will you do it? Because your life will demonstrate the power, the authority, and the presence of God in it. The power and the authority and the gifts of God to overcome all things. You just have to stand strong in your faith. If you're grieving today, if you've lost a loved one, if you're suffering from any kind of mental challenge because of everything that you're going through, fear, anxiety, grief, sadness, woe, whatever it may be, if you're homeless, if you're jobless, if you're dealing with sudden destruction or sudden health crises, still trust God in the midst of the storm. Because one thing I've always said, and I'll continue to proclaim, it doesn't matter how great the storm has been. It doesn't matter how tragic the news has been. And it doesn't matter how horrific the events of your life have been. After a while, the storm will pass over. After a while, the events of today will become the news of yesterday and the old news of yesterday. The grief and the sadness of today will be taken away with the joy of the Lord that gives you strength to go on. No matter what you're going through, if you can just hold on to God, it's going to be okay after a while. So I speak to my listeners today and I say to you, Jesus loves you. Take heart. Renew your strength in God. Hold on to His word and His promises to you. And continue to trust Him. Obey Him. Believe in His word. Stay connected to the family of God and that worship house of worship that you're a part of and that pastorate that you are a part of or that body of believers that you're connected to and they are following the word of God. Stay close, stay committed, and the Lord will see you through. I promise He will. God bless you today. This is Elder Michelle saying, I love you with the love of Jesus. And I pray for wholeness, health, and strength for your mind, your body, and your soul as you continue to look up and live, for your redemption draweth nigh. God bless.